We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, let's talk to Mike Maxey on the Morning News with Dave Lee. Henry Lake in for Dave Lee. Maxey, welcome back. We talked Wolves and we talked Twins last hour. Let's get now to the big news that broke yesterday for a couple of high school stars. Well, one's a high school star this year, the other a college basketball star this past season. But Jalen Suggs and Chet Holmgren. Let's start with Chet. He announced that he is going to be a Zag. He's gonna go play at Gonzaga.
Yeah, no surprise on either one of them. But it was I was out at Minnehaha Academy yesterday for this, and it was, you know, to think that there were two press conferences on ESPN from the same originating from the same high school on the same day is just unbelievable. And of course, Minnehaha Academy had the great basketball powers there, but he had decided on Gonzaga for some time now. And he watched Jalen Suggs talking to Chet yesterday. He says it wasn't just because he saw the success Suggs had. He said, I'd have watched him wherever he was. But you know, it's the way that they said they will adapt. They will take what I do well and they'll incorporate it in, and they'll make sure that, you know, my strengths will play. That they'll create a way to use my strengths as opposed to just having a system. And then, of course, Jalen Suggs later, to no one's surprise, announced that he was going to, you know, put his name in the NBA draft. And if you're going to be a top five pick, there's no reason to wait. But I had a nice visit with Jalen yesterday. And we talked a lot about he and Paige Beckers and how they communicate, and what it was like this year. He thought he got a real boost by playing for Gonzaga and what they did for him. And so all those things entered in. And of course, Brian Sanford was there yesterday, and Larry Suggs, his father, and that Sizzle program produced both of them, and Prince Olegbe is in that same program not far behind. And that's quite a story that they could, you know, think of if this happens. And of course, you know, you never know. And if Chet gets hurt or whatever, but I mean, there's a chance you could have 2 one-and-done lottery picks from the same high school in consecutive years. And certainly it's never happened in Minnesota. I'm not sure. You'd probably be hard-pressed anywhere in the country to find that, Henry.
Yeah, I think it's happened a few times, but it is a rarity, to be honest with you. But, you know, I don't know about you, what your opinion is on this, but me personally, I think that Jalen Suggs would look great in a Minnesota Timberwolves uniform.
I'm sorry, he was what?
I said, I think that Jalen Suggs would look great in a Minnesota Timberwolves uniform.
Yeah, and that could happen. I mean, the way things are, you know, coming together with the Wolves, they could look at him with that pick. And, you know, Larry Suggs' father was telling me, how would that be? Anthony Edwards and him in the backcourt would be, you know, exciting at a time when the Wolves need still another infusion of something to get this thing up and running. But he can defend. He can play. He's a tough kid. Obviously, you play quarterback. Everybody talking about him playing quarterback in high school, but he was a really good safety, and he was not afraid to hit people. And that's pretty unusual that anybody plays both ways that's a real premier quarterback like that. But he insisted on playing on defense, too. And he will tell you that, you know, that playing high school football and that, you know, not being afraid to hit people really helped him in basketball. And so he's got that tough-mindedness about him because he's a tough kid.
All right. I appreciate the time, Maxey. Hammer says, I got to fly. You say that every
All
night.
All right. Have a good day, Henry.
All right. Talk to you later. That's Mike Max checking in, talking sports with us here on CCO. All right. In just a couple of minutes, we'll talk to Patrick Raykamp from the Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal. That next after weather and traffic here on CCO.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.